Hi, and this is Bill Messerly, the Executive Director for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Welcome to this special update from Bishop Robert J. Brennan on the coronavirus pandemic and the Diocese of Columbus. Welcome, Bishop Brennan.
Thank you, Bill, and hello to everyone. Thank you for joining us by way of St. Gabriel Radio. I hope everyone had a good St. Patrick's Day yesterday and tomorrow here in the diocese, especially, but around the Universal Church, we celebrate our great patron, St. Joseph.
And St. Joseph is the guide and protector, and I know that that's what you're trying to do here in Columbus. Tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are today for all of our listeners.
Well, we are dealing with the follow-up to that decision earlier in the week to suspend the public celebration of Holy Mass in our parishes and in all of our facilities. As you know, Bill, it was a painful, painful decision to reach that point. And I say that not really to be defensive, but to drive home the point that these are very, very serious circumstances.
They are, and you wanted to be sure and that all of our listeners are aware of how serious this is and what precautions they should take as it relates to mass attendance. Give us some of your advice.
Exactly. Thank you. So, you know, if we're not celebrating Mass publicly, if we're not going to Mass, that means we shouldn't be doing a lot of other things. And so certainly in our daily lives, we have to restrict our contact and our exposure. I'd love to be able to keep churches open for prayer, and we'll do what we can where we can, but those are going to have to be under very, very strict conditions. Even gatherings and encounters, every encounter we've been told, risks the possibility of transmitting the virus and really becoming agents of that contagion, putting other people in danger. And that became really the striking force that compelled us to make this decision, that every encounter, every face-to-face encounter runs that risk of putting somebody else in danger. So, one, we're asking you to treat this very seriously, to heed the guidance of our elected officials and our health officials, to limit as much as possible any kind of interaction, staying home and staying somewhat isolated. Secondly, you know, when you think about if praying in a church or even approaching the sacraments, we're trying to strike that delicate balance, knowing that we have special responsibilities for the care of souls in terms of the sacrament of the sick and sacrament of reconciliation. We can't keep the regular hours, and I'm begging people, like, for devotional reasons and who are approaching these things for devotional reasons, please stay home. It's for your good. It's for the good of everybody. I know I'm asking extreme, extreme charity. You know, we do try to make ourselves available under very strict medical conditions for emergencies, and we will do that. But I can't stress this enough. Please, please, please understand. We can't do things as we always did, and I'm begging you to use other means to stay close to the Lord.
Bishop Brennan, do you have any advice for us as it relates to charity for those over 60 who are especially at risk at receiving this coronavirus?
Yes, and I know that many of you are trying to encourage your own family members, or many of you who are seniors listening are hearing from your own family members, and you're saying, oh, but I'm okay, and I know you're okay, and I love you for it, but you know what? This is serious. Please stay home, and if you really don't believe that you're at risk, recognize that you might be putting somebody else at risk. And I'm asking that of our priests, too. Our senior priest should not be conducting public services or even doing things one-on-one. We are really asking the senior priests to restrict their activities severely. To everybody, all ages, here's my suggestion. Stay home and listen to St. Gabriel Radio. Take part in Spirit Drive.
Well, thank you, Bishop Brennan. Would you like to close with a prayer?
Yes. let's invoke the prayers of our Blessed Mother as we find ourselves in this valley of tears. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, our hope. To thee do we cry, poor, banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us. And after this, our exiles, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Bill, if I could make one other thing?
Yeah.
Message, please. You know, you hear a lot about spiritual communion. Please use this tool to be united to the Lord in this time of great distress. That would make our spiritual communion, and we'll have that up on the website, and we will, I'm sure, include that with our prayers at Mass.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Bishop Brennan. God bless you.
God bless you. Look forward to talking with you in the days ahead.